Happy New Year! Sybil!
Happy New Year and welcome back!
Yes, I'm so glad to be back.
Before you start,
J. Anthony Brown is we're having technical difficulty in our Los Angeles studios.
And you know, they say the way you start the year.
So before you go to Jay's late on the first day, first work day. Not his fault.
And do we have any verification he's in the studio?
I've just been dealing with the technical difficulties. I'm assuming that he is in the studio because it's the first day. But we're having some technical difficulty. And I'm pretty sure he's there.
Pretty sure.
I'm talking to the engineers right now.
Okay.
Happy New Year, Sim.
Happy New Year to you, Tom.
Oh, I had a great time.
You had a great holiday.
Yes, I did. I haven't been around in about 3 weeks. And
you used up every second of those 3 weeks.
I sure did.
Good for you.
I started out in South America.
Uh-huh.
And I ended in Africa.
Wow. You do like to spread around the continents, don't you?
I do. Besides, they're right next to each other. So
it's just a nice little ride.
Nice little ride. Yeah. I did Uruguay, Buenos Aires, Brazil, São Paulo, Salvador, Recife. Then I went over to South Africa, Cape Town.
Yes.
I did a 3-day safari.
Wow.
And I saw all of the big animals. I saw lions.
And tigers and bears, oh my?
Well, tigers are not in Africa. Tigers.
Tigers not in Africa.
That's what I know. I said the same thing. Lions, tigers.
So what are the big ones that you saw?
I saw the giraffes.
Mm-hmm.
Man.
They're big.
I saw lions.
Hippos.
Hippos. I saw hippos and rhinos.
Wow. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Wow, that's awesome.
Zebras. It was just like, I am so into Animal Planet now. you just don't. I couldn't wait to get back home and turn on my cable. I never watched Animal Planet before.
That is cool.
Now I am so into it.
And you see it with fresh eyes, too, because you had the grands there. You had the fly babies who were
watch. Yeah, fly babies loved it.
Oh, I bet.
Yeah. Rode elephants.
Oh,
awesome. It was great. It was great.
Awesome.
And where we stayed,
mm-hmm.
I stayed in Nelson Mandela's house in the bush.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. That's
I laid
impressive.
In Nelson Mandela's bed. I was inspired. See,
so
it was just.
Did you took the spirit of Nelson Mandela?
I did.
Wow.
I did. I actually felt something, Sim.
Wow.
I actually felt something. I'm not kidding you.
You feel a certain kind of way? Or
I did feel a certain kind of way.
So, wow. So how was this his house?
Okay. When he won the election in 2001, was it?
Well, then the 90s.
Okay, in 2001, this very rich South African, he's like the Warren Buffett of South Africa, started out in insurance. He has a wildlife reserve. And he built this house for Nelson Mandela to get away.
Wow.
You know, just to get away. Right outside, about an hour's helicopter ride from Johannesburg.
Mm-hmm.
And this house is huge. And he can run the government, relax, play with the animals. And he gave it back when he died.
Uh-huh.
He and his estate gave it back to the man, and the man is renting it out. So they started renting it out in about April, I think it was,
mm-hmm.
and they've only had 9 guests, and everybody has stayed there. You ought to see that big book, you know, where you sign the big book.
Yeah.
Yeah, everybody stayed there. You name
wow.
them, they've been there. Clinton, Oprah, the works, everybody.
And now Joyner.
The Joyners.
Okay. All right. The Joiners.
The Alabama Joiners, the Mississippi Joiners, the Texas Joiners.
I love it. Oh, how
yeah.
cool is that? And is that where you brought in New Year's?
No, brought in New Year's in Cape Town. Went to the city for that.
Love that.
Went to the city for that. It was great. It was great.
Oh, Tom.
Yeah, every year, I take the family on a trip, international trip.
Right.
And this year it was South Africa.
Nice.
Last year it was China. The year before that, I think it was Australia. But there's 15 of us,
mm-hmm.
and we go on this trip.
Very cool.
Yeah.
Very cool.
It was.
So, how did you choose the places in South America?
South America?
Uh huh.
I just went to a
Uruguay. You don't agency. Think of as a.
I know.
As a partying country.
I went to a luxury. You probably seen the ads on some of these news websites.
Mm-hmm.
And this is Jakarta.
Yeah.
Jakarta travel.
Yeah.
Luxury travel. Yeah. Well, I just picked up the phone and called them. I picked up the phone and called them as soon as I got off the bus in November,
uh-huh.
when we were on the road.
Right.
And I said, I want to. And they hooked it up.
Wow.
They hooked it up.
And was it?
It was all that.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
And I jumped all around. Uruguay. I didn't know nothing about Uruguay.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's all that.
And Buenos Aires.
Now, how did you like Buenos Aires? I've been there, but it's okay.
I tangoed in the street.
Oh, see, that's the difference between
I tangoed in the street.
Yeah, yeah.
All of a sudden, a woman come up to me.
And just wanted to?
Wanted to tango.
And you could not turn that down.
I did not turn that down.
Okay, all right.
That's sexy.
That was the problem. I tangoed inside. You were in the streets. Yeah, that makes all the difference in the world. Yeah.
I loved it. I loved it.
I know you did.
And Brazil. Well, I've been to Rio plenty of times.
But
I had never been to São Paulo. Woo!
So São Paulo and... where else?
I went to Salvador.
Oh, okay.
Salvador Bahia.
Yes.
Now that's black.
Yes.
That's black.
Historically.
Historically black. 85% of the slaves that came from Africa stopped in São Paulo.
Wow. That's cool.
10 times more than the slaves that came to America.
So how was the history part of that trip?
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Because when you go to other parts of Brazil, you see a lot of light-skinned people.
Mm-hmm.
But when you go to Bahia.
That's where you see
that's where you see us.
Yeah.
That's where you see us. And, man.
That's awesome.
The history.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
Now, did you sleep in anybody's bed there that we could talk about that felt inspired by that? Hello.
Come on. Really?
You know, one continent to another. Maybe
I can't tell you that
something.
I can't tell you about that on the radio.
Off air.
But anything and everything you've ever heard about Brazil and how much fun it is.
It's true.
It's true. It's
it
true.
Is so true.
It's true.
Oh my gosh. And this is from a woman. This, I'm telling you, Brazil is unlike any other place.
All right, what's the first song you want to hear in the new year that wants to that
wake up song?
That'll get you going. I want you to text me. That wake up song at 646-464. The first wake up song on a Monday that you think will get your day started, get your
year
started, the first of the year. I want you to text me right now at 646-464. It's good to be back on the TJMS.